how to come up with profitable Udemy course ideas. Now that you know the benefits of using Udemy for passive income, it is time to come up with ideas for profitable courses. This is the most important step in the process, so please don't ignore it. The truth is that there are thousands of courses on Udemy that have no sales or very few. Why is this? Well, the creators of these courses didn't make the effort to see whether their course idea would be in demand or not. If there's no demand for your Udemy course, you won't make a cent. To generate passive income from Udemy, you need to create courses that you have knowledge about. There is demand for the course, and you are genuinely interested in the subject matter. Being interested in the courses you create is very important. There is a process that you can follow to find profitable Udemy course ideas, and that is 1. Create a list of possible course ideas. 2. Check the market for demand. 3. Check the Udemy competition. 4. Identify the questions, pain points, challenges, and concerns that your target audience has. Creating a list of possible course ideas. Okay, this is fun and simple to do. You need to create a list of ideas that are based on your knowledge and experience. Get a piece of paper and a pen and start writing a list of the things that you are good at. Then add the things that come really easy to you and the skills that you have and your experience. The next thing to do is ask yourself the following questions. What am I really passionate about? What subjects do people ask me for advice about? How do I earn money at the moment? What things do I enjoy learning about? You should be able to generate a decent list to start with from this. Think carefully when answering these questions. Sometimes we are really good at something without even knowing it. Others see it right away, but we don't. So get your family members, friends, and other people that you know involved in the process. Ask them what they think your strengths are and add these to your ideas list. You may think that some of your skills do not have any value, but you would be surprised how many people would be willing to pay you to learn these skills. Once you have completed your list, you need to examine it carefully and then choose the top 5 subjects that you would most like to create a video training course about. After this, look closely at these 5 choices to see if one really stands out among the others. Underline this idea. Decide on your favorite quickly. You do not want to overthink this. Remember, these are just ideas at this stage. Okay, so now you want to check to see if there is demand for your top idea and any other ideas on your list. Check the market for demand. Being really keen on a particular idea that you have knowledge and experience in is not enough if you want to make significant residual income with Udemy. You must first check to see if there's demand for your video training course idea. Don't make the mistake that so many other Udemy course instructors do, which is to start working on your top idea and developing it into a course. You might get lucky, but the chances are that you won't, and you will have a course that doesn't make many sales. The difference between being a success or failure with Udemy is research. And the crazy thing is that it is really easy to do some front-end research to see if any of your course ideas have legs before you create your videos. The first thing you should do is look for search engine demand using the Google Keyword Planner. You can enter keywords, search terms, related to your idea and check on the monthly search volume on Google. You will also be presented with a number of related keywords, which is great for content ideas. So, what should you look out for in the Google Keyword Planner? Well, use a seed keyword, in other words, SEO training. You want to see search volume of at least 1,000 to 10,000 searches per month. The next step is to go to udemy.com and use the same keyword to search for available courses. You can organize the search results by the number of reviews to see how many people are taking these courses. Now, not everyone is going to leave a review, so this is just a fraction of the total numbers of people that purchase the course. There are SEO courses that have thousands of reviews on Udemy, so this tells you that there is certainly demand for this type of training. Never be worried about competition on Udemy. If there are already courses in your niche, this is a good thing. More on this later. Next, you can go across to Amazon.com and check to see if there are any best-selling books around your course idea. Choose the most appropriate category under books and see if the best-selling books are less than 20,000 in the best-selling rank. You can also confirm demand for your idea by going to YouTube.com and typing your seed keyword to see what channels exist and what subscriber and view counts exist. As a final check, you can go to Facebook.com to see if large groups exist for your course idea. Check the Udemy competition. If there's no competition for your course idea, then we recommend that you forget it and move on to the next idea. Usually, no competition or very little competition means that there is not a lot going on in that niche. In other words, you make little or no sales for your course because the demand is not there. There's a great tool you can use called Udemy Insights. By using this tool, you can discover student demand for courses, the most searched keywords, the top competition, the amount of competition. There are other things too, but we will focus on these. Simply by entering the term SEO, Udemy Insights revealed that the student demand was high and that there was already a large number of courses. It also provided details on the median monthly revenue and the top monthly revenue. One of the other useful things was suggestions for other related topics of interest. WordPress and digital marketing appeared here, which was not too much of a surprise, but you can get more good course ideas from this. You do not have to base your final decision on the results that you get back from using Udemy Insights, but at least it will give you a good feel for the likely success of each of your course ideas. Identify the questions, pain points, challenges, and concerns of your target audience. It is very important that you know about the questions, pain points, challenges, and concerns of your target audience because it will help you to create the structure for your course, create the content for your course, create your promo video, create your course description. More important than this is it will enable you to get inside the heads of your target audience. You can find out what they care about and what challenges and frustrations that they face. Knowing all of this will form the foundation for the courses that you create. So how do you find out what your potential target audience is thinking about? Well, one of the best ways is to go over to Quora.com. This is a question and answer website where you can find many questions related to your niche. Type in your niche keyword and then look through all of the questions that appear. You are only concerned with the questions at this stage and not the answers. Make a note of any questions that appear regularly. Also record questions that you believe a lot of people would want to know the answer to. You can use Yahoo Answers and go through the same process here. Yahoo Answers has been around for a very long time and is a good resource for finding out what kind of questions people have in various niches. If your course idea has a few books available on Amazon, then go into each one and take a look at some of the reviews. Forget the 5- and 4-star reviews and focus on the 3- and 2-star reviews. Why? Because the people that leave 3-star reviews in particular are usually going to leave specific points. You can discover a lot of interesting information by doing this. For example, you might find that some people were unhappy that a particular subject was not covered, or that something could have been explained in a better way. Make a note of these things. And finally, you can go to the reviews left on the Udemy videos. Again, this is a great source of information where you can find out what was missing in a course or what didn't work as well as people expected. Where there are a lot of reviews, you can learn a great deal about your audience from the comments they leave. So, decide on your best Udemy course idea from all the information you gather in this section. The next step is to create an outline for your course.